VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The Trump administration said Tuesday it will respond quickly and appropriately if Syria, with Russian and Iranian support, uses chemical weapons in an attack on Idlib province, which is the last rebel stronghold in Syria. The White House said in a statement that the U.S. is closely monitoring the fate of Idlib, where it said millions of innocent civilians are under threat of an imminent attack by the regime of President Bashar al-Assad. The statement warned against the use of chemical weapons, but made no mention of how the U.S. would react to a conventional military attack on Idlib. A senior U.S. official says the leaders of Russia and Turkey hold the key to avoiding a war in Idlib. He says war would have devastating and life-threatening consequences for almost 3 million people. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the UN European headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stephane de Mistura, says he's extremely worried that time is running out on international efforts to avoid what likely would be a bloodbath were war to break out in Idlib.
We therefore ask more time to be given for negotiations, especially between Russia and Turkey, who are the main indirect stakeholders.
Leaders of Russia, Turkey, and Iran will be attending a crucial summit on Idlib in the Iranian capital, Tehran, on Friday. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Israeli planes fired rockets at military positions in Syria on Tuesday. The Syrian Arab News Agency says Syrian air defenses blocked some of the rockets. The state news agency said Israeli aircraft had targeted military positions in the provinces of Tartus and Hama. This is VOA News. Lawyers and family members of two Reuters journalists sentenced